Dr. Schneider dictated in a pre- and post-bronchodilators for Roundtree report on John Scott. On 2/22/22, Mr. Scott performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the LH bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was severely impaired, period. There was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, still leaving the patient with a moderate restrictive lung disorder, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8, period. New paragraph impression, severe restriction and possible obstructive lung disease with a bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Sweder, S-W-E-D-E-R. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 2/22/22, Mrs. Sweder performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airflow obstruction, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a study data 10/13/21, there's been no significant change, period. To paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with the out-of-bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Clark. This goes to Dr. Bill Cook. On 2/22/22, Mr. Clark performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a mild degree of airways obstruction without improvement after bronchodilators. Compared to a study dated 8/17/21, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospasm. Mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Karen McCauley, MC, capital C-A-U-L-E-Y. This goes to John Blake, comma, PAC. On 2/22/22, Mr. McCauley performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. There was no significant airways obstruction, no bronchial reactivity, period. Compared to a study dated 8/31/21, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, mild restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction and without bronchial reactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Ballantyne. On 2/22/22, Mrs. Ballantyne performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a mild impairment in flow rates, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a study dated 10/19/21, there's been minimal progression of the restrictive lung disorder, period. Paragraph impression, mild restriction without airways obstruction and without bronchial reactivity, showing mild progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Walty, W-A-L-T-E-Y, Surrett, S-U-R-R-E-T-T. This goes to Dr. Bill Koop. On 2/22/22, Mr. Surrett performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment in flow rates without improvement after bronchodilators period. Compared to a study dated 10/20/21, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry report on Sherry Swenson. This goes to Med First. On 2/22/22, Mrs. Swenson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, Forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. New paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction or without bronchoreactivity, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Omar Bellamy. This goes to Dr. Wingate on 2/22/22. Omar Bellamy performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was. I'm sorry. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 96%. Period. After walking 434 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation remained 96%. Period. A paragraph impression: minimal exercise intolerance, without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Larry Cliborne, Cliborne. This goes to Dr. Anderson. On 2/22/22, Mr. Cliborne performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe impairment in flow rates with minimal improvement after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a study dated 10/13/21, there's been slight improvement, period, of paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing slight improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Donna Johnson. This goes to Heather Goldfuss, comma, PA. On 2/22/22, Mrs. Johnson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a study dated 10/19/21, there's been no change, period, of paragraph impression. Very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Franketta Pain, it's Franketta, and pain is Paine. This goes to Dr. Pardis. On 2/22/22, Mrs. Pain performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a study dated 7/27/21, there's been a decrease in forced vital capacity, which may be effort-related, period. A paragraph impression, mild restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, showing either progression since 7/27/21 or decreased effort. Thank you.